Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's look at the composite trade in Kansas City. March wheat, 808 and a half down 8.5. July, 828 down 9.75. March wheat in Chicago, 758 down 5. July, 770.75 down 5.25. March corn, 727.75 down 6.5. July, 721 down 6.5. December, 590.25 down 3.5. March soybeans, 1486.75 down 2. July, 1467.75 down 2.75. November, 1340 down 4. March soybean meal, 434.80, now 70, up 40. March soybean oil, 5290, and it is down 22. February live cattle, 127.57.5, up 50. March feeder cattle, 149.37.5. They are also up 50. And February lean hogs are 87.70, and they are down 37.5. Say, if you are in the Sycamore area later today, maybe you might consider going to another one of our Agricultural Outlook panel meetings. This one actually has a few more market discussions in it as well. It gets underway at 1 o'clock this afternoon with registration at the Center for Agriculture in Sycamore. Todd Gleason will be up there moderating a panel that we put on. The guests for that panel will include Joe Vaklovic of Standard Grain, Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and Dan Zwicker's coming up also all the way from CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana, and he'll be there in person, so that is one not to miss. It is at the Center for Agriculture, beginning at 1 o'clock with registration. Introductory remarks get underway at 1:30, and we hope that you have the opportunity to go up and be a part of that panel.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Want to avoid the long registration lines at our 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting? Call 217-333-7300 and order your tickets now for the March 5th event at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. They're $25, along with a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. You'll hear special presentations on farmland values for 2013, diversifying your operations with livestock, the changing nature of the southern U.S. farm, and, of course, our money-making soybean, corn, and cash grain panels. Call 217-333-7300 with your major credit card, and we'll mail your tickets right out to you. The day of the event, walk in through our VIP entrance. And joining us now on the phone to discuss the markets is John Hester of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning, John.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty well, too. I'm ready for it to warm up a little bit. I don't like this cold, damp weather.
I'm ready for it to rain everywhere.
Well, that true. That, too. I think we're in pretty good shape as far as soil moisture is right here, but I know west of the Mississippi, they're in dire hurts of it.
And even in northern Illinois, they can use a lot more rain.
Okay, I didn't realize that, but I know Iowa's dry, and so, you know, a lot of the climatologists are saying that it's going to be another droughty situation west of the Mississippi next year, so we don't need anything like that.
We do not. Let's look at the marketplace today, which is mostly, I guess I would consider it a subdued marketplace. And 10 years ago, you would say, oh, my goodness, look at the volatility. Corn's moved 6 cents.
Yeah, that's just not hardly a blip on the screen to today's markets, but No, I think it's profit taking from yesterday. Technical action, and they're taking profit, and they're probably front running in the corn, especially front running that report that's going to come out next week. They think they're going to increase the carryover in the corn, which they probably will a little bit, but it'll still be tight supplies. But you know, our exports have not been very good in the corn here lately, and ethanol's cut back a little bit, so there should be a little more corn left around. In the beans, I think today it was probably, to start out with, it was profit-taking in the beans from yesterday, and, you know, they've came back 8-9 cents here in the last 20 minutes, so they're only down a penny right now. So, you know, I would not be surprised if they're not up sometime before the day closes. And they did take more rain out of South America. They're talking basically dry down there to the middle of February, and off and on high temperatures in the high 90s, low 100s. So, and they're also stating that the bean yields that's been harvested have not been quite as good as they expected, so they're periodically lowering their bean yields down there a little bit. So, you know, that's good for our bean market. Or price-wise, it's good, so at least help stabilize it for a while. So I guess my opinion is that, you know, as long as it doesn't rain in South America, and that our bean price is probably going to work back up over $15, maybe to $15.25, $15.50. And, you know, the corn, I think it's all dependent on how much rain we get after we plant or during planting on how high it goes.
I'd like to explore a few spreads with you and get your thoughts on them. First one is a March wheat, March corn spread. It is now exactly 30 cents. It has been as low as 24 or 23 cents this week. Is that spread in line with current reality and current fundamentals, or is something going on here?
I would say that's on a pretty tight spread for that. So, you know, I don't know. I guess I don't really have a expert opinion on that, but I would say that, you know, I would expect that spread to widen out a little bit further. So I'm not sure what they're doing on that right now, to be honest.
And then last week we saw the July-December corn spread all the way up to $1.45, and has now moved back to around $1.32 and a half, somewhere in there. Should, if this spread is going to continue to work and be good for traders, what level of support would you suggest that it should hold at?
You know, I think that a lot depends on what the government says with our carryout. It should be, our old crop should be a lot more friendly than the new crop. So, you know, I think if it would get much less, I would probably be nervous at 75 cents or less.
All right. Thank you much, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Talk to you later.
John Hester of an L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Current tick on the marketplace. March corn, 727 and a quarter. It's down 7. July, 720 and a half, down 7. December, 589, down 4 and 3 quarters. March soybeans, 1487 and a half, down 1 and a quarter. July, 1469, down 1 and a half. November, 1341, down 3. March soybean meal, 434.90, up 60. March soybean oil, 52.94, it's down 17. February live cattle, 127.75, up 67 and one half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.